Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Come fly with me, let's fly away.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Gee, I wish you were with me today. I wish you'd been with me this past week. I wish you'd been with me even longer. I'm so glad you're with me now. I'm taking you off to Ireland with me, where you're going to meet a number of fabulous people in gardens, on the sea, in a great restaurant, and a wonderful hotel, where one of my favorite suites, cantilevers out over the water. And we're going to do all of that right after this.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you in part by the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Tanglewood on Parade, one of Tanglewood's most beloved summer traditions, will take place on Tuesday, August 2nd, with a full day of performances and family fun activities throughout the grounds, culminating in a concert by the Boston Symphony, Boston Pops, and Tanglewood Music Center Orchestras, with a grand finale performance of Tchaikovsky's 1812 Overture, followed by a spectacular fireworks show over the Stockbridge Bowl. Buy tickets now at tanglewood.org or 888-266-1200.
Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you candy.
It's always such fun when I have the chance to visit a place I have learned about, sometimes by wonderful meetings with people in remote places where we're both somewhere other than our base. And sometimes I stumble across something that looks very interesting to me, so I have to make the assumption that it's very interesting to me. It's going to be very interesting to you, and I have the people on by telephone. But I had the dual opportunity to meet Dr. Michael Martin, the general manager of Fota House Arboretum and Gardens, part of the Irish Heritage Trust in County Cork. I met him in Boston at a roadshow put together by Tourism Ireland, and he had so much of interest to share with me that I'm going to say it was the end of February or something like that, that I had him on the air with me by telephone. So if you go to sabrams.com, and you put FOTA, F-O-T-A, house, into the search box, you're going to get links to both the podcast, which you can download for a year, and the archived audio in the show notes and in our forums and in the directory for Fota House, and that stays forever and ever. You're probably also going to see some resulting links for the Fota Wildlife Park, which is just down the road a piece. So when you come to County Cork, you've got a double-barreled reason to make that right-hand turn southward, go on to Fota Island, and visit both the wildlife park, which is great fun, and the Fota House Arboretum and Gardens. Thank you for organizing your time and your crazy busy schedule, Michael, to meet with me. We had a lovely run-through of Fota House with Claire, and she did such a great job. And the house is stunning, just gorgeous. And the history associated with it is dramatic and wonderful. And It's a kind of mini Downton Abbey experience being here. What's it like to come to work every day?
Well, you can just see the entrance up to the house, the beautiful arboretum around. It's just such a pleasure. I still pinch myself that I'm actually coming here to work. It doesn't feel like work at all, especially.
Well, you know, it's one of those grand environments that you just don't want to leave. And we have yet again another gorgeous sunny day here in Ireland. I know you people don't believe that, but go to my site at sabrams.com. And take a look at the photos we've taken over the last 2 weeks. It's been San Diego weather, you know, in the mid-70s, gentle breeze, bright sunshine, blue skies, and enough puffy clouds to make the sky interesting. But they're big, white, fluffy cumulus clouds. It's just grand and make for great pictures of this already gorgeous estate. Where does the name Fota, F-O-T-A, come from? Do you know?
Yes, Fota is an anglicization of an Irish phrase, and the Irish words would be Fóite, which means warm earth or warm sod. And the people in the past believed because the beautiful shrubs, trees, and flowers that grow here proliferate and do so well, that the earth was warm. That's what they believed. So Fóite means warm earth or warm sod, and it became anglicized as Fota.
Well, you know, I can't wait. It may be already up at sarooms.com or in my blog at sarooms.com/blog. I took a wonderful photo myself. How about that? That's different. Of this spectacular palm tree that lines the path as you arrive. And when I tell people there are palm trees, and these aren't, you know, plastic somethings or things that are put out in a pot and taken inside in the winter. They're out year-round. People, you drive past people's homes and they are, you know, fiercely proud of their palm trees. So that should give you some indication of the more temperate kinds of weather in Ireland, even in the winter months. So let's talk a bit about the gardens today, because this is the time of year when they would really be putting on their dress-up best.
Yes, the gardens that surround us here, and indeed the arboretum that surrounds us, is as a result of the practice many years ago whereby young sons would go off on what they would call a world tour or a European tour, and they would collect samples of different trees and shrubs to bring back and to plant at home. Now, in many places in England and in the northern reaches of Ireland, they wouldn't grow and come on. But here in Fota, they all were able to gain traction in the soil and bloom. I mean, we have a banana tree up behind the house here, and although the bananas are very small, who thought that there'd be a banana tree growing in the open in Ireland? So that was the tradition of the arboretum, and it was all linked into those days of the families wanted to show how worldly they were, how influential, how well-travelled, how educated. So it was like a public display of their wealth and influence. So we are the recipients of that wonderful tradition, with trees from Nepal and China and shrubs from New Zealand all around us, all around this beautiful setting that we're sitting in right now.
Do you know Lord Ross up at Burr Castle? Yeah. I have to introduce you. Make a phone call up to the main office of Burr Castle in Burr and ask for Lord Ross. And I'm sure he'll remember me, so mention my name. We had an appointment to meet him a few years ago at 2 o'clock, and I thought we'd be finished by 3:30, 4 at the latest, so he'd go off for tea time, and he fell in love with us, so we were together till 7 p.m. And it was very important to him, aside from showing me all the scientific side of the family and the amazing telescope that is in perfect condition, built in something like 1810 or 1830, something like that, by one of the early Lord Rosses. He wanted me to see every plant and flower and tree on the grounds. And it was a great joy to see his passion and enthusiasm of just what you were talking about. Because as he would point to, this is this kind of tree, I would get a geography lesson on what part of the globe it came from.
Absolutely, and that was really important to them. And these are among the sort of attractions that you can see in Ireland's ancient East, which we're a part of now. So you're getting 5,000 years of Irish history. You're getting castles, quirky stories, houses like this one from the Anglo period. But most importantly, Stephanie, you're getting them being told by passionate storytellers. We Irish love telling our stories.
And I have to tell you, you know, we took a private tour with Claire, and even in that, you know, abbreviated kind of tour, we got some amazing stories about the families that lived here. And among the family names was the last name Bell and also Barry. So I want Tracy Barry at the Crown Plaza Hotel in Pittsfield, where our studio is, where we generally broadcast from when we're at home, and where David David Isby, our the senior producer, anchors when we're traveling. I want Tracy to ask her husband to see if there is some Barry connection here to the Barrys of Fota House Arboretum and Gardens. We're going to come back again on another day and spend a lot more time with you. This place is amazing. If you're coming over to Ireland, there's a nice little triangle for you right near Fota. You've got the Fota House Arboretum and Gardens. You've got the Fota Wildlife Center. And don't forget to visit Cove, where all of the ships came in and out and took so many people from Ireland to America, including the last stop of the Titanic before its fateful journey. Thank you so much for joining us today, Dr. Michael Martin, General Manager of Fota House Arboretum and Gardens. Stay with me. This is Stephanie Abrams, live from Ireland. This is Stephanie Abrams introducing you to Ireland's ancient East, where you'll immerse yourself in enchanted sights reflecting over 5,000 years of history. 2016 is the year to jump into Ireland and engage in personal experiences at sites with history from the dawn of civilization. Experience Boyne Valley at Newgrange, a site older than the pyramids. Visit early Christian sites of Clonmacnoise, Glendalough, and Tintern Abbey in County Wexford, Kilkenny's Medieval Mile, Waterford's Viking Quarter, and Long Crew Passage Tombs in County Meath. Ireland's Ancient East, a never-ending adventure into history with pampering modern amenities and delicious meals prepared by skilled chefs using wholesome Irish food products along your route. Ireland's Ancient East awaits you. Start planning at Ireland.com.
This spring, the Boston Pops presents A Season of Stars. Highlights include Dancing with a Twist, May 7th and 8th. Anna Trebunskaya and Dimitri Chaplin from Dancing with the Stars and So You Think You Can Dance will join Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops, along with vocalists from American Idol. And at the Mother's Day matinee, tickets are half price for kids 17 and younger. For Boston Pops tickets, call 888-266-1200 or visit bostonpops.org. Sponsored by Fidelity Investments.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Abrams. The lives of ordinary people are ensnared in a web of intrigue, and it all starts with rumors. The story is fast-paced and draws the reader into the characters' experiences as secrets, lies, and conspiracies grow from rumors and create chaos in a quiet suburban community. Rumors, your perfect leisure time companion.
Rumors by Stephanie Abrams. Visit sabrams.com/rumors.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
By the magic of radio, or maybe it's my leprechaun magical skills, we have left the Fota House Arboretum and Gardens in Fota, Ireland. What a grand experience it was visiting there after talking with Dr. Michael Martin, both at the Tourism Ireland Roadshow in Boston, where I met him a couple of months ago, and then having him on by telephone. And you can go to SABRAMS, that's sabrams.com, or travelers411.com, where you'll find the podcast that you subscribe to free, and you can find his interview, or you can download so we can go with you wherever you're going. But you can also go to sabrams.com, and in the show notes you will find his name. Click on that and you'll be able to hear the interview we did then. We've got joined us, you just missed, so you're going to have to use those places to go and find out what you missed after having visited this marvelous place. And it's not much of a drive to get from Fota Island to Kinsale, where you'll find Kinsale Harbor Cruises. And you may remember, I'm going to say it was back at the end of January, I had Jerome Lorden on the air by telephone with me. I had no idea then that we would be in Ireland in May. That happened Easter Sunday. It's a big surprise. But we talked back in January about his company, Kinsale Harbor Cruises. And harbor is spelled the British way, H-A-R-B-O-U-R. So it's KinsaleHarborCruises.com. And we are recording this interview with Skipper Jerome Lorden, because we're actually on the boat. And the name of this boat is?
Spirit of Kinsale.
Well, it's very cool. And I have to tell you, you got us another gorgeous day. The sun is shining brightly. There's barely a breeze. The landscape is as green as the grass could possibly be. The sky is blue with big white fluffy clouds, and the sea is almost as calm as a sliding on a mirror. So is this typical? Not always, huh?
There's no such thing as typical in Ireland. The weather is ever changing.
Yeah, well, we've been here for a couple of weeks now, and this is all we've had. I think people think the sun never shines in Ireland, and we've got probably close to 20,000 photos that we've taken in Ireland on gorgeous sunny days. So I think too many people are too focused on what the weather is going to be. Don't let it stop you from coming ahead, people. We've just left Kinsale, and we've passed a couple of really interesting things that you don't see when you're standing on the shoreline easily. One of them being a big fortress kind of a place. What was that on the left side as you come out of the harbor?
That is Charles Fort. It was built about 1680, and it's one of the finest examples of a star-shaped fort in these islands. It was built by the British to defend the harbour against the French, Spanish, and other European fleets.
Everybody else who wanted to invade.
Yes.
I got it. And as we were coming through, I found a couple of pieces of real estate that made me very happy. I'd like to go and knock on those people's doors and make them an offer they can't refuse. Lots of houses, everything from very contemporary modern to oldie worldy, but most of them with giant size windows to take in the spectacular view and capture the sunshine. Now we're coming up on a boat on its side up here. Is that, that's not a good omen? What is that about?
Yeah, that's a local fishing boat that went up on the shore here about 6 weeks ago, and a strong easterly gale and big tides. It came up and went up on the shore. The three crewmen were rescued, and it's going to be cut up, I think, in the next few months.
Yeah,
and taken away quick because they're unable to refloat it. It's gone up too far.
Well, but it sort of looks like the boat forgot where the water ended and the shoreline started. But it's while it's sitting there, teeter-tottering on the edge of the rocks, it doesn't look like anybody would have drowned or gotten severely injured in the process. So that's the good part, because it's sitting there kind of, I don't know, the boat looks like it's laughing, doesn't it? Now we've made a U-turn, and where are we headed now? Where are we headed into the
We are heading into the back into the harbour again. We're out at the mouth of the harbour, and we're going to the western shore here now, in off the channel, and when the water is high, we can go in along close to the shore. Ahead of us there, we can see a flock of gannets diving on bait, probably sprat. Gannet is one of the biggest seabirds we've got here, with a yellow head and black tip wings, and their wingspan is about 6 foot.
Like an eagle.
Well, a bit smaller than an eagle.
Wow. Wow, and that's an amazing shot of the fort. That's really an incredible shot of the fort from this angle. Can you visit that fort? Is it open for visit?
Yes, it's open daily, and it's Kinsale's biggest visitor attraction. I'm not sure what the numbers are, but I think they're in excess of 60,000 a year.
Can I tell you that I've been here to Kinsale at least a dozen times, probably more, and we've never gone there. So there's an awful lot here to visit. I guess some people make a beeline to it, but we haven't made it yet, so we have to put that on our list. Now, that looks like a gorgeous stretch of beach ahead of us.
Yeah, that's the town beach called the Dock Beach, and it's about 1 mile from the town, 1 mile walk. And it's a lovely beach, and in the summertime it gets very packed.
I have to try that one too. We've been here the last few times in December, January, but we've been here in the spring and the early fall as well, so there's still a bit of time for that. Now, on a typical tour that as we're taking today, Skipper Jerome, and if you've just joined us, we're talking with Jerome Norden, skipper of the Spirit of Kinsale and Kinsale Harbor Cruises. How long do you take people out for when they come out on a harbor cruise?
50 minutes for a scheduled cruise.
And what are the, aside from what we've seen already in terms of, that is one spectacular view of that star-shaped fort. That is remarkable. You need good walking shoes when you're going there, people, because you're going to want to walk every inch of it. What are the highlights of the harbor cruise?
The highlights of the harbor cruise, as the aforementioned Charles Fort. You can see the old head when we get out to the mouth of the harbor, which is about 4.5 miles south-southwest of Kinsale Harbor. The blockhouse in James's Fort, which are straight ahead. James's Fort was built 2 to 3 years after the Battle of Kinsale to fortify the harbour. Ringrone Castle, which is further up the river near where we turn. The sailing marinas, fishermen's marina. And you get a panoramic view, a maritime view of the town that you otherwise wouldn't get if you were just simply walking around the town.
Now, you mentioned Old Head, and I know two things about Old Head, so I'm going to save that and ask my questions based on that right after these important messages. Stay with me, everybody. Stephanie Abrams, sailing around Kinsale Harbor in County Cork, Ireland.
This spring, the Boston Pops presents A Season of Stars. Highlights include an appearance by one of the greatest movie heroes, Indiana Jones.
I need one of the pieces your father collected.
In celebration of the film's 35th anniversary, Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops invite you to Symphony Hall for a screening of Raiders of the Lost Ark, June 3rd and 4th, as John Williams' epic score is performed live to picture by the Boston Pops. For Boston Pops tickets, call 888-266-1200 or visit bostonpops.org. Sponsored by Fidelity Investments.
A sparkling summer awaits you at Tanglewood, home of the Boston Symphony Orchestra in the beautiful Berkshire Mountains of Massachusetts. Maestro Andras Nelsons and world-famous guest conductors lead the BSO in the music of Mozart, Beethoven, Tchaikovsky, Ravel, Dvorak, and more. Also at Tanglewood, Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops presenting Raiders of the Lost Ark on the silver screen, accompanied by orchestra and much more. Get your tickets now. Call 888-266-1200 or visit tanglewood.org.
Music is with us. Wherever we go, whoever we're with, the sounds we share bring us together. Like the sound and feel of a Casio 88-key digital piano, just $299. Listen to your favorite song on a pair of AKG K52 headphones, just $29. Or strike a chord with Ernie Ball strings, three packs for $10. This Memorial Day weekend, find your sound at Guitar Center, in-store and online.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-726-3369. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-726-3369. That's 877-726-3369.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975 for your free health insurance quote. Call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-726-1031 because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-726-1031. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-726-1031. That's 800-726-1031.
BizTalkRadio.com. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Well, I'm on the upper deck in the wheelhouse of the Spirit of Kinsale. This is a boat owned and skippered by Jerome Lorden. You can check out his company at Kinsale, K-I-N-S-A-L-E, Kinsale Harbor. And Harbor has a U in it, H-A-R-B-O-U-R, KinsaleHarborCruises.com. And you mentioned that on this cruise we will pass Old Head, and I think we drove out that way once, and what I remember about it was its lighthouse and a reputation for a very important golf course that people have to play at. But we never went into the lighthouse. Always the time of day and how much we have on our agenda issue. Can you actually go in the lighthouse if you go up there by land?
No. The lighthouse is closed to the public, and you can visit the golf course if you're playing golf or if you're dining there. Other than that, no.
So they have a restaurant or clubhouse or something?
Yes.
Yeah. You ever go over there?
No. I live on the Old Head. The Old Head is a peninsula 3 miles long. The golf course is just the last mile of it. So a lot of people misunderstand that. They think the Old Head is just the golf course, but it's actually a peninsula 3 miles long.
How many people would live down that way?
About 120 people live on the Old Head of Kinsale.
Spectacular views?
Absolutely, yeah.
You have some terrific little yacht you run around in, or is this your baby?
No, I have a couple of boats.
You looked like one wasn't enough for you.
I was a commercial fisherman for 28 years, so I still dabble with a bit of fishing. And
what do you fish for?
Whatever is going. Pollock or cod, you know, whiting, fish like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's a big difference between being out fishing as a commercial business and taking passengers on the Spirit of Kinsale.
A total difference.
So, what kind of adjustment have you made? I mean, fish won't talk back to you. It's one of the joys of fish.
Fishing is a tough life, toughest life of the lot. So you need to be young, you need to be fit, and you need to be very able to put up with fishing.
So when you would go fishing in the past or on occasion now, you know, I'm going to be talking later with Martin Shanahan, who owns Fishy Fishy. I interviewed him in 2010. We haven't seen him now. It's 6 years. So we're going to go catch up with him. But I remember him telling me stories about the fishermen bringing the fish in at the dock just across the street from the restaurant, and he and the chef walking across the street and picking out fish that somebody might be eating in the next hour. Did you dispense of the fish you caught in that same way, or is there some other mechanism you use to market your fish?
Yeah, I used to. So when I had a small boat, I used to actually sell fish to him when he started first. But generally, that's about 1991 or 1992, I'd say.
Okay.
But for the last 95% of the fish caught in Ireland is exported. You know, because we have a small population, we catch a lot of fish, and the Irish aren't a fish eating race. We have the lowest per head of capita fish consumption in Europe.
That's fascinating.
Yeah.
So you rely on all the visitors to
come
and
eat fish? We're big meat eaters. We're amongst the biggest meat eaters in the world. So we rely on the visitors to eat the fish. But the vast majority of our fish is exported to France and Spain.
How do you like that? Well, I know he memorializes the fishermen he buys from, talking about Martin Shanahan, the owner of Fishy Fishy, right on the waterfront, right on the harbor in Kinsale. When you're in the restaurant, some restaurants in New York, in Chicago, in Boston, in Los Angeles, they have framed photos on the wall of athletes and movie stars and politicians and other celebrities who have eaten there. And when you go into Fishy Fishy, there are framed photographs and drawings of the faces of the fishermen he buys from. And under each name, it'll tell you you know, I get my shrimp from this one and I get my cod from that one. It kind of personalizes the visiting experience there. Have you been put on a wall other than in the post office?
No, I haven't. But in Ireland, all the restaurants and a lot of the cafes in Ireland, they all tend to have a board giving the list of the names of suppliers, because buying local is the big, that's the buzzword when it comes to food. Local produce, less air miles, less, so...
Well, and more control, because Ireland is very sensitive to healthy living, and it's wonderful for the traveler, and really for the stranger, to come into a place and sit down in a restaurant and pretty much know where the food is coming from, because with the interconnectivity of media, online, in print, on TV, and you know, on radio... you hear horror stories about what's going on in parts of the world, and I don't want to eat something that's going to make me glow in the dark after I've had it, after I've ingested it. So knowing that things are locally sourced, especially in a place like Ireland, which is, you know, the land is fertile and the people are passionate about everything they do. So if they're going to do anything, they're going to do it with perfection and as well as they possibly can. It's a super plus, don't you think?
Absolutely. Food traceability is a big thing at the moment, you know, in Ireland. And ironically, you know, as I say, we export over 90% of our fish. We have low fish rate, but we still import farmed tiger prawns that are fed on actually pig slurry from Southeast Asia and serve them up some places, unfortunately.
Mm, well, we wouldn't want to know about that one.
Yeah.
So
ethically, we could do better than what we're doing.
Tell me about this raft over here. Somebody coming out here to swim from that beach and jump off that raft?
Some people do, but primarily...
That's a trip. How far from the shore is that?
Well, that's not its primary use. It has belonged to the Further Education Centre, which to teach kids how to sail and how to kayak. And they just use that as a resting pontoon.
That's got to be... What kind of distance do you think that raft is from the beach?
It's only about 130, 40 meters.
Let's call it 150 meters. And that would be almost 500 feet? You know, I'd have a tough time doing that. That's very cool. So they give... Who is responsible for giving the sailing and kayaking lessons?
There's a place called the Outdoor Education Centre. There's nothing on the water that you can't do and can sail. Paddleboarding, diving, boat hire, eco-tours, harbour cruises, sailing lessons. Everything is covered, every single water marine activity.
So on behalf of another guy who loves the water, Charlie Maces, who lives in Pittsfield, Massachusetts, and is listening to us on WBRK 101.7 FM. Charlie owns a marine place, stores boats, sells boat supplies and all that sort of thing. But he is an avid fisherman. So if he was in Kinsale, would there be an opportunity for him to actually go fishing himself?
Yes, absolutely.
How would you do that?
With our boat, there are one or two angling boats that you can hire for the day to take you out angling, you know. And Kinsale, tourism in Kinsale was actually founded on sea angling back in the 1960s, but that's gone into demise. It's not as prevalent as it used to be. One time you had a fleet of 9 or 10 angling boats catching huge record fish size-wise, but not so much anymore. It's gone well down the pecking order with angling.
Mm. Is there a river nearby that people would fish on?
Yes.
What would that be?
The Bandon River just flows up. When we come around the corner, the Kinsale is actually at the mouth of the Bandon River.
And what swims there that you'd catch?
Brown trout, sea trout, and salmon. Atlantic salmon.
Wow. Is that salmon the same or different from what would be in the Moy River up in Mayo?
Same. There's only one type of salmon in Europe, and that's the Atlantic salmon.
Okay.
Unlike the U.S., where you have several types of salmon.
Okay. Yeah, well, I get big education on salmon fishing from my good friend Alan Maloney in County Mayo, whose hotel, and I hesitate to call it a hotel because it's so much more than a hotel, Mount Falcon, the River Moy runs right through the property, and they'll suit you out with... fishing license so you can fish right off the bank of the river. Do you need to get a fishing license here to fish? How do you do that?
You have to get a permit to fish.
So what do you do? Well, if you're hiring, if you're going out on an angling boat,
no.
Would they do it for you?
No, there's no permit required to go out on an angling boat if you're going sea fishing. But if you want to go river fishing, fly fishing for salmon, a permit is required.
Are the gillies around here or would take you out so you know what you're doing and where you're going and all that?
No gillies here. You have to go... you want to go to some place like Waterville, Carra Lake, or a place where you have mass tourism based on angling. That way then you have gillies there that you can hire, but
so,
not here.
So if you were in Kinsale and you were busting to go fishing on a river, how would you get a fishing license to do that?
I think you'd, I'm not sure, but I think you'd have to go to Bandon and or contact Bandon's River or Trout Angling Association or Salmon and Trout Association.
Is Bandon a town?
Bandon is a town upriver.
How far is it from Kinsale?
About 12 miles.
Got it. Okay. All right. Stay with me, people. I'm going somewhere else now. You're just going to be the happiest people when you hear where we are next. Stay with me. This is Stephanie Abrams in Kinsale, Ireland.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Choose from several Amtrak routes that reach all corners of New York State. Take in the beauty of Niagara Falls and Lake Placid or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings. While enjoying spacious seats, easy boarding, and free Wi-Fi. That's the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. After you book and save 15% on your next trip, visit newyorkbyrail.com for additional destination information to plan activities for your visit. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. For details, visit amtrak.com.
Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Immerse yourself in everything that interests you in Dublin, Ireland, from music to art, dance, architecture, history, literature, or maybe relax at a spa, take a golf lesson, or cooking class by the side of the sea. In Dublin, you'll find unique hotels, even authentic castle hotels, conveniently located close to theaters, concerts, shopping, attractions, and great restaurants. Don't miss the Book of Kells exhibit at Trinity College, the dramatic tour at Dalkey Castle, the quaint fishing village of Hoat, the elegantly furnished historic Malahide Castle, and the luxurious Powers Court Garden. Gardens and house where you'll find the mesmerizing Powers Court Falls and the 700-foot-long Palladian-style Rustboro House are all located in a tight circle around County Dublin and adjacent County Wicklow. And we've only scratched the surface of Ireland's east. There are more flights to Ireland with the most competitive fares. So visit your travel agent and Ireland.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number,
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is you can get past this, but you must act right now. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. That number again is 800-708-7922.
BizTalkRadio.com.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Well, that was fun being out on Kinsale Harbor. If you've just joined us, we are in Ireland in Kinsale, which is midpoint almost on the southern coastline of Ireland. A great little town to visit. If you're there in July or August, it must be madness because the town is only a few streets long and a couple of streets wide. And very narrow streets, not a lot of parking. So I've never been there in July or August, but it must be crazy. So if you can find a time in April, May, early June, mid to late September, October, or November, December, January, February, March, that would be a more peaceful time to go there. We have been there in December and January. We've been there in February and March. And again, you know, you walk around, you see all the palm trees. They're there all the time. So don't get the impression that Ireland is like Greenland, you know, covered with ice in the winter. It's just not like that. I have crazy things to share with you that have happened to me on this trip. When we were in Dublin, we went to the opening of a new exhibit called EPIC, E-P-I-C, EPIC Ireland. And there were a whole bunch of people there from that were invited by Tourism Ireland and Falta Ireland. And they had a little luncheon over at a relatively new hotel that's opened up. It's pretty much in the business financial district. And I met a couple of people at some of the events that were going on related to this EPIC Ireland opening. One of them is a fellow named Stephen Clare, who works for a magazine called Celtic Life. And he's based in Halifax, Canada. You know, we saw each other at, you know, the cocktail event. We saw each other at a dinner. We saw each other at a luncheon. And we had some little chats that kept picking up and ending and picking up where we left off. I'm at this dinner at the CHQ building, which is where EPIC Ireland is located. And what they did, and I'm sure they're going to do this a lot, there's an area, the building looks like a mall. You know, you walk in and there's shops right and left. It's very cute. It's all new. And they have a shop. EPIC Ireland has a shop with all kinds of goodies. And I actually bought a few things there. And cute little gift shop with unique things in it. to the right after the gift shop is where you get your admission tickets and you go downstairs because the entire exhibit is on the lower level of this building. On the main level where the shops are, to the left of where you buy the tickets to go in, there is this just huge empty space. And they set it up elegantly, like a ballroom. Be a great place to have a party. If you want to have a party in Dublin, you might want to think about it. And if you do it in conjunction with Epic Ireland, I mean, what a great place to throw a family reunion party and have everybody go to Epic Ireland and then come upstairs for dinner or vice versa. Better to have them go first, because if they're going to be having wine or Guinness or Jameson or Bushmills or any other, there's something called Teeling. Just learned about that. It's also an Irish whiskey. If people are going to be drinking at dinner, maybe they won't get as much out of visiting Epic Ireland as if they do it first. Because there's like a million rooms down there. And it's like walking through the lower level in a castle, you know, stone walls. But there are big rooms and high ceilings and lots going on in every room. And you walk from area to area. They call it the vaults. Really interesting. So I would do that first, then come upstairs, and they set these round tables, and the chairs had those covers they throw over them with big ribbons on the chairs, and linen on the tables, and flowers, and balloons, and whatnot. I don't know, it was beautiful. Food was very good, too. I have no idea where it came in from, but the food was really good. So it would be an interesting place to throw a party. In fact, I should start thinking about that, because my first travel guide, 1001 Reasons to Visit Ireland, should be out fairly soon. And as soon as I have the publication date, I'm going to truck over to Ireland, because there are a whole bunch of people who have promised to throw book launch parties for me all over the place. And maybe we can get a little party over at Epic Ireland. That would be cool, in that beautiful ballroom space. So I'm having a chat. They did a cocktail reception. They used that whole, like, this big long hallway that's part of the mall. And at the hour of the day it started, the mall was already closed. So you could have your party and not have mall traffic intermingling into your event. And I'm talking with Stephen Clare from Celtic Life magazine, who, by the way, wants to do a feature story on me. Isn't that cool? So I have to answer about 1,000 questions for them, and then they'll write a story. We'll see how it comes out. Together, we'll find out. And we're still talking about Halifax, because that's where Stephen is based. Now, I've been to Halifax both by car, on a road trip we did once of the Maritime Provinces of Eastern Canada, and another time when I was on a cruise ship that stopped in Boston and Portland, Maine, and I forget where else, but one of the places it stopped was in Halifax in Nova Scotia. And there used to be, I don't know if it's still there, they built a beautiful port there. If you ever take a cruise ship, they have a lovely little port area. In that port area was a guy who would customize stained glass windows. And we were thinking about doing it for a house that we owned. And by the time we made up our mind, we sold the house. End of stained glass windows. But it was the guy was very talented. And they had a beautiful shop. And you can do everything by email now and whatever. So in the midst of all of this, I don't know how we got to the name. But he said something about... he has relatives in Toronto, and the name Bigger came out. Or maybe it was Smart. I forget which one. I think it was Bigger. And I said, you know, in my last life, I had trademark attorneys that policed our brand in Canada, and the company was Smart and Bigger. And he said, I think it was Smart. He said, that was my uncle. How about that? I had to come to Ireland to meet the uncle of somebody in a law firm I used to do business with in Toronto. Very cool. Stay with me, everybody. So much more to come. We're flying high.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. BizTalkRadio.com.